Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
You know, it's been quite an amazing week. It was only last Tuesday at 6:31 a.m. in the morning that Margaret Keenan rolled up her sleeve and became the first person in the world to receive the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. That 90-year-old lady sat there and made history in her penguin Christmas jumper. Claire Hobbs, who was a nurse and a practitioner from Milton Keynes University Hospital, said this. She said, "It has given a lot of people around the country hope." And then there was another nurse, Shannon Chapman, who said, "I think of it like we're injecting hope into people." Have you, I wonder, noticed how people's expectations have jumped in the last few weeks as the possibility of a COVID vaccine began to arise, and then suddenly the reality that there was a vaccine, not just one vaccine, but several. People have gone from this Eeyore-like stance of, "I wonder when the pandemic is ever going to end," to suddenly having hope and to praising and thanking science and the scientists for all that they have done, proclaiming almost sometimes that the pandemic is over. Of course, we know that the pandemic is not over, and we know that we have a serious journey yet to go. But nevertheless, the vaccine has brought us not only a literal shot in the arm, but also an emotional shot in the arm of hope. Hope, you know, is a funny thing, isn't it? Hope is an interesting thing. We can die without hope. We can certainly die inside without hope, and we can physically die without hope. Or at least hopelessness, or the lack of hope, can lead to a downward spiral into mental health issues. But hope within the human condition, hope when we have it, we can overcome so much. We can overcome the greatest of obstacles. I wonder, what about you? Where are you? Where have you been on this roller coaster of hope in 2020? Are you looking forward to 2021 and all the hope that this might bring? Or perhaps COVID isn't the only thing that causes you a lack of hope in your life, and actually maybe you can't see hope in 2021. Well, our readings today, particularly from the Old Testament, are readings to talk about hope. Our reading from Isaiah is a recording of words spoken to a people in exile. The vast majority of Israel has been conquered and has been taken to exile in Babylon. This was a fairly common tactic of conquering armies to remove a national identity by taking people away from their home and to remove all hope. And it's within this reality and this context that the prophet Isaiah speaks. When he says these words, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor." And he goes on, doesn't he? He goes on to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for prisoners. And he carries on proclaiming the restoration of the people's hope from God. It's understood by most theologians that actually the words spoken through Isaiah are words taken from the pre-incarnate Jesus. That Jesus, before he came to this earth, spoke those words to the people of Israel through Isaiah. And indeed, later on in the Gospel of Luke, in the biography of Jesus that we call Luke, we see Jesus take the Isaiah scroll in the synagogue, read those very words that we read, and then say this. He said, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." It is Jesus that brings hope to the poor. Jesus that brings hope to the brokenhearted. Jesus that brings freedom and release from darkness. It is Jesus that is the hope. At this moment, we are all in the same grip of distress with the pandemic. Israel, at that moment, were all in the same grip of distress in that they had been conquered and exiled. You see, our problem here is a pandemic. Our cause of hopelessness has been a pandemic. Theirs was of exile. Both show, actually, that we are just a hop and a skip away from life-changing actions. That things that we don't have control over that can cause hopelessness. And then suddenly for us, a vaccine appears and we are thrilled to bits. In fact, we are thrilled to bits, aren't we? We're thrilled that God would use his people to actually create a vaccine. And we have hope once more. But the truth is that this time last year, we didn't know that COVID was around the corner. And right now, we don't really know what 2021 holds for us, let alone the rest of our life. So the real question for us today is, what do you and I place our hope in? Of course, you know fine well that I would say that we place our hope in the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, in Jesus. It's only Jesus that never changes. It's only Jesus who is there when we are all in the same grip of distress. It's only Jesus who is there where the grip of distress and hopelessness you have is personal to you. It is Jesus who is our vaccine for life, our vaccine for life and life to the full. But if Jesus is our hope and he is our vaccine, then surely we must share that hope. We must share that hope with others. For hopelessness is still a disease of the heart for many people. It's still out there. It hasn't gone away just because we've had a problem with another disease. The disease of hopelessness is still out there for so many people. And there are so many people self-medicating this disease with alcohol and with drugs. There are people that are medicating the disease of hopelessness with buying things that they can't afford, getting into debt. There are people in your area. There are people in your family, in my family. There are friends that you have, that I have, that are medicating this disease of hopelessness with whatever is their personal way out of it. And yet we have the cure. We have the vaccine for that hopelessness. You and I know the answer. It isn't self-medication. It isn't drugs. It isn't alcohol. It isn't possessions. The answer, the vaccine, is Jesus. It is Jesus that brings hope. And in the week that we remember John the Baptist, who pointed towards the hope that is Jesus, my question for us this week is, who are we pointing towards that same hope? We read in 1 Peter, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. We are called to share hope with people. We are called to share with them the love of Jesus, not because Jesus tells us to, but because we have compassion, because we have love for those around us. And if we know the answer, then surely we must share it. Do you know, if I'd been on the ball, if you had a rector who was on the ball, I would have perhaps spoken of hope in the first week of Advent, when actually the theme is about hope. This week, in the third week of Advent, the theme really is about John the Baptist and joy. But are joy and hope really separated that much? For it is joy and hope that are intertwined, is it not? Out of hope comes joy, and out of our joy and our expression, others see hope. You know, if we were a group of people who had found hope in a COVID vaccine, then we would be shouting from the rooftops with sheer joy the answer to people's medical issue. Well, I'm here to tell you that we are a group of people who have found hope in Jesus. Surely, surely we must shout from the rooftops the joy of the hope that we have found in Jesus.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.